on that selfie. Okay? KC Baby on three. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
KC Baby!
Ah, look at that.
Let's go.
Have we fallen in love with the city of Kansas City?
I mean, maybe the people in the theater may not love you, but...
with just a couple of jokes. Maybe don't lose to the Raiders. We are upstairs at No Other Pub.
We are
in the Power and Light District where Nate Bacady was hosting a tremendous watch party.
Yeah, a bunch of friends are right outside. We thought we were going to celebrate.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, after Austin Trusty scored 3 points, a whole 9 points in Group D. And no, that's not what we're celebrating.
It is not at all what we're celebrating. Unfortunately, we're celebrating a last second, loss for the U.S.
Yeah. I mean, so disappointed. We were ready to get this live going with a draw's not bad. We can still, won the group. Nothing to be, sad about.
And now we got something to be sad about.
I wanted nothing to be sad about.
Well, the good news is a full B squad. And Weston McKennie is probably not enough to beat Turkey.
Okay, look at what on screen, the Kansas City Power and Light District. We're looking at it right now. But no, shout out, welcome everybody joining us on YouTube, on Yahoo, across all channels. We are the Cooligans reacting to the USMNT against Turkey. And what I thought was going to be an exciting kind of fun draw. It very much felt like both teams really wanted to win this game. And then we saw one team wanted to win it a little bit more.
It also felt to me like, the U.S. just wanted to have a good match out there and prove that everybody was, up to match fit and banging on all cylinders. And Turkey was like, yo, we got family to go home to. We need to do something big. And I think that's what we saw.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, what we saw was a team that had their backs up against the wall and another team that was just sort of going through the motions. It happened a lot today. We saw the same thing with Germany and Ecuador, not to make any excuses.
Mm-hmm.
But, Austin Trusty, the guy that I was hoping to start, gets a goal. I think he's great. Left-footed center back in the three-man back line. We saw McKenzie look good out there.
McKenzie did not look good.
McKenny looked good out there.
He misjudged the path of the ball for the first goal.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
That's not a mistake. You
that was
make.
A Yildiz goal.
I forgot who scored the goal.
Yeah,
I believe it was Goulaire.
Okay.
But please correct me because a lot's been going on. But realistically, that kind of mistake should not happen at a World Cup, man. That's just wasn't sure where he should kind of position himself and follow the ball.
Why don't we go over positives first?
Okay.
Hey, Pulisic's back on the pitch.
Okay, which you didn't want.
I didn't want, but at least now we know he can play.
Yes.
By the way, other than we got to see him play for half an hour, kind of wasted his time out there. It's not like he really helped, and we lost after he came on. That's the way I'm going to look at it.
So obviously you blame him. There's no other option.
These cups change color when they put something cold in it.
This is not alcohol.
No, I look like I'm drinking a big old cup of lean, but I am not. That is just straight up water.
But Christian Pulisic was seeing his performance. He played 32 minutes. The 12 for 12 in passes. He looked dangerous though. I mean, I'm not gonna.
Also, his pace was good. I was worried. I wanted to see how his gait was.
Sure.
I'm talking about him like he's a racehorse. we got to put his feet in hot water. But I think the calf issue. My hope was to give him a little bit more time. Looks like he might not have needed it. We're good now.
Okay. Yeah. So I feel comfortable with that. Look, ultimately the result just literally does not matter. So that's not it. But
yeah,
you want to go into this knockout round. You could have gone with a few more positive vibes. A late, a last kick to
what
give
a
up.
The, terrible way to
just,
lose.
It just hurts. Even though it doesn't matter, it doesn't hurt any
it
less.
It matters to me, Christian. But you know what? It would have been great to get 3 wins in the group stage. Doesn't happen. But now we can look forward, right? We can look forward to Bosnia-Herzegovina. And I think we're going to talk a little more about this match, but I'm not really sure anything from this match transitions to the knockout rounds. I think Sebastian Berhalter played a tremendous game.
Mm-hmm.
I think Gio Reyna has proven that, you know what? Maybe the guy's a sub right now. Maybe starting isn't exactly the move. You know?
I mean, it's as far as, you know, Tillman is the better option there.
Just more in form.
In form, but it's hard to judge because Reyna comes in with the A team, right?
Yeah.
And when he's with the B team, and this is not, I'm not trying to insult anybody, but when he's with a weaker team, he's responsible for a little bit more. Maybe it's a little bit tougher.
Right. It's like when we have to do events with someone who's done improv and not stand up. We're like,
gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The B team is
perfect. Perfect example.
And, all right, I'll do all the work.
Our audience gets it. They know what we're talking about. Reyna, 76 minutes. Didn't do what we hope he would do.
You know what he didn't do? He didn't do something that made me think this guy's got to be on the pitch.
Right,
that's
right,
all.
Right, right.
I don't think he did whatever the opposite of impress is. He didn't disappoint me. I didn't look at him and go, oh, this guy can't play. I just looked at him and go, you know what? Maybe the fact that you haven't played so much in your club, you could see it when you start. But sure. When you come in and everyone else is tired and you've got you're super techie and you could do magical things like that Travella, like, you know, Kerejma. To score a goal, you could shine in those moments when you come in the second half.
It was an opportunity for a lot of those subs and that second team to kind of show out a little bit. I wanted, you know, for Trusty to get his goal. I think that moment was
huge.
Big for the team. You saw how he celebrated. It was his first goal also for the U.S. Men's National Team.
Two defenders have scored in the group stages. That gives you an idea of how much bombing forward, you know, these guys are doing and how much Pochettino really trusts our back line.
A composed shot from Trusty. I mean, it's like you would expect that from a striker. I mean, but just he didn't head the ball. He took his time.
Yeah.
So I loved seeing that because I think it's going to pay dividends later on in the tournament. Just
absolutely.
To have everybody, it's like everybody gets to be in, like, join in on the party. It's not just the first 11. So it gave people that I think a little bit more hope that if a defender gets injured or somebody comes on into the game, that, you know, there's some safety there. But Trusty did get
he did take a knock. He went down to the ground. Have they said exactly?
I don't know. He was just on camera. I don't know if he addressed it.
Right.
But at the very least, he did roll his ankle.
Yeah.
And he didn't look super, super comfortable, but he stayed in the game.
It doesn't scream to me this guy won't be able to play in the rest of the competition.
Yeah.
But it did scream to me that maybe you can't depend on him. And, you know, who's the next in line to be a center back in case something happens to Tim Ream, or maybe we just need a breath of fresh air. For me, Trusty was that guy. He gives you speed. He gives you composure. He gives you a left foot. And as we've seen, he gives you the ability to take a beautiful shot.
Yeah.
For me, I'm looking at, you know, Mark McKenzie may have to do a shift. And him and Miles Robinson don't – I'm not the most comfortable watching either one of them come
right,
in.
Right, yeah. I mean, look, as much as we are worried about Tim Ream's age and all sorts of stuff, especially before the World Cup.
Yeah, let's give him the same peptides that Lionel Messi
Chris Richards and Tim Ream have the right chemistry and are the right duo to be kind of leading that back line. All right.
We got some comments?
We got some comments. Shout out
how
to
we
to
feeling out there,
shout
America?
Out to watching on
actually,
YouTube.
The whole world is watching, so how you feel?
Shout out to North Junk.
Okay. Stop asking me for those pictures, dude.
But we're looking at the highlights right in front of us. Sebastian Berhalter.
What a way to lose. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just.
By the way, this draw would have felt pretty good. Not great, pretty good. Yeah. But to lose in the last second
deflating
of the match
a little bit. But, I mean.
Terrible.
Bro, what's up with the ref, bro? A minute extra?
Yeah,
you don't need that minute extra.
Blame the refs, says Christian.
Major Money said, happy for Sebastian Berhalter, though.
Very
I
much
thought
so.
If he showed out this World Cup, a big check is coming. All right, I love what you were going.
Damn, Major Money is thinking about Sebastian Berhalter getting Major Money. That's where the name comes from.
The username suggests.
Okay, we got Mother of God, that was rough. Miles, Aronson, Turner, Weah, yeesh. Weah surprised me a little bit with, you know, we've seen him in his club be a little bit more incisive, be able to drive at defenders, and he seemed like he was getting the ball lost at his feet. And
It's a kind of a confidence thing. These specific players just, like, did not show that today.
Matt Turner, we're going to have to talk about.
Why do we have to talk about Matt
because
Turner?
You and I were saying like, oh, six of one, half a dozen of the other, whichever one is more confident. Yeah. I don't think so, man. I don't think so. I'm thinking something happened with Matt Turner where he's not at the same level he was a few years ago, and I think we're seeing that. I think we're seeing that in this game.
Could he have – I'm trying to think. Could he have really stopped any of the goals? I mean, he tried. I don't know what KUB could have done.
Pulisic really loves cheap turnovers, like shopping for pastries at Costco. Damn.
No, it's just I wish even a draw would have my energy would have been different on this live right now.
I mean, we literally were gassed to do it until the last second of the game.
Ben Skolnick hit us with sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
We can say it. Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe
what
shit.
What was the who said that?
Gattuso. Gattuso very famously as a manager.
JG's, I'm smiling after that game like Pulisic in that Wells Fargo.
Uncomfortable. Yeah, you guys don't forget anything, and you remember everything. It's really impressive. Turkey, more like Turkey Boo.
There we go.
Ben Skolnick, flames in the chat,
that's
folks.
That's turkey's meant to be cooked.
Yo, throw some W's in the chat. That's going to be one dry turkey because you cooked it hard.
More like McKenzie.
There it is.
Wow.
Oh, man, I hope none of them are watching. Okay, we got some LOL Michael Raymond. Okay,
we're
sharing everything you write. So
this has turned America 250 into America 2. Oh man,
we are
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, why did this turn into an Everton match?
Is that necessary, bro?
Yo, but you know what? Spot on. Is it not?
We don't need.
Is it not spot on?
I mean,
that was a rough one to watch. On Blue Sky, Matt Doyle pointed out that James Sands could have helped in the middle on one of those goals just for that moment.
Interesting.
Isn't he coming back off injury? I know he's back at New York City FC and maybe getting a contract extension off his loan at St. Pauli, but leave it up to Matt Doyle to bring up a deep cut former men's national team or current men's national team, but not on this roster.
Not really on the radar.
MLS player.
Let's play the game.
Player of the game for me is going to still have to be Sebastian Berhalter.
Berhalter
to get his first international goal, right? I believe this was his first international goal.
World
Cup goal for sure. And to get an assist. This goes to show you that they're, you know, Mauricio Pochettino wasn't bringing anyone unless they could, deliver and unless they could really help facilitate, especially in that midfield. Sebastian Berhalter is that guy. And also, can I just say, what a silky smooth corner this guy kicks, huh?
This is the main thing. I mean, that's the challenge, is that Pulisic is normally the guy taking corners with the first team, and
he's okay, but he's no Berhalter.
I wouldn't even go with okay. I don't think he's that great with corners, man.
Yeah, he's not bad. He's just not great.
I mean, let's look at the numbers. I mean, is there really a
there's a woman in a thong riding a mechanical bull in front of us.
I don't know what we're
watching.
And
she just did a backflip kind of thing.
Good for her. Anyway.
So, I mean, there's a lot of talent here in
KC.
I look, there she goes again. Okay, right. Wow, that's really impressive. Thank God they can't see it. We'd be banned from YouTube. And YouTube.
I think the main thing to highlight with Berhalter is, like, is there a way – I mean – Max Arfston and Sebastian Berhalter are fantastic at corner kicks, but can they break into that starting 11?
Sebastian Berhalter has shown me he absolutely can.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Why don't we ask somebody who's played before?
We got a couple surprises for you. A couple people joining us. Oh, no. You can't turn it. Oh, my God. All right.
We're going to have to bring it. We're going to have to stop it and start it again. Okay. And we're back.
We're back, everybody.
All right, come on in.
Come on in. We got a special surprise.
The only.
We got
Kansas City's own Gianluca Busio, everybody.
Gianluca Busio is in the building. We were watching the game. He had no other pub, and we saw him. I'm like, yo, dude, come through the live. Gianluca Busio. How you doing, man?
I like you. You're wearing the beanie, too. Yeah. Remind people.
I'm rocking it. Nah, I support the USA. It's my team. It's my country, and I'm here to enjoy and celebrate this great team.
I don't even hear the Italian accent. Isn't that crazy? I don't even hear it.
I've been here for a month. So
okay. Oh, he's back. The kid's back.
Gianluca, brother, I mean, we haven't seen you in a minute. You've been doing your thing in Italy. It's been awesome to see. I mean, what's it? I mean, look, let's be honest. I'm sure
you want to be with your brothers there, obviously playing in that game. But it's great to see you supporting. But what's the experience like watching a game like this in Kansas City with all these people?
It's beautiful. Listen, I grew up in Kansas City. They made me into the man and player I am today. Yeah. So to watch it in Kansas City with the guys I was fighting to get to the World Cup with and everything, it's beautiful to see. You know, I grew up with a lot of these guys, you know, Gio, Scally, all these guys I started with the U15 team. So to see them, you know, playing at the highest level, it's amazing to see. And, you know, I'm proud and I'm a true American right now.
Bro, salute to this guy. Let's keep it positive. What did you draw? Because this was clearly the B team, right? Mm-hmm. This was a lot of players from the bench starting. Who impressed
you most?
Before
you finish that question, when he says the B team,
you know what I mean.
No, I know what he means. I know we're not trying to
insult. We're going against Germany. I'm not being disrespectful.
We can ask a men's national team player when you hear that.
Yeah, no, I've heard it all. We don't think about that. Okay, we understand it, but...
Yeah, but you're on the squad, right?
Yeah.
You understand. If you're on the squad, you're there to
That's it. That's all it is.
But okay, you didn't start the first game is what I'm saying, right? You came in, you were sitting on the bench for the first two matches. Who impressed you enough to say, yo, that dude could be slotted into that... To that, you know, whatever Mauricio Pochettino, the first 11 that he writes.
Well,
how do I say respectful?
I just want to get his honest reaction.
You know,
that's awesome.
I grew up with Gio. He's my guy, and I stand on that. He's the most talented player, and I would say one of the most talented players in the World Cup. And you know, he showed it with his first goal against Paraguay.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there he is. That's my guy, and I've said since we were 15 that he's a different level than us, but. You know, I think Berhalter also, he scored an amazing goal. So, you know, I'm just here supporting. But I think everybody who came in tonight showed a good game. Unlucky for the result. But we're moving on to the next round in first place. So, there we go.
The two players you mentioned, if only their parents could get along. Anyway, we're going to move on. what I love about Gio. Sorry. We're comedians, guys. What I love about Gio is there's something about him where – he does stuff that I don't think anyone else in the squad could. There's just like these moments of brilliance. Mm. He hasn't been getting on in his club. Maybe you've gone through that stretch where, you know, it hasn't really been working out for you, but then you come on and you shock everyone and you show everyone that you still got it. How do you take that and put that and get that form out so that you can get more minutes?
It's difficult. That's why I really take pride in watching it. And also, especially a guy like Gio, it's been, you know, and the club has been difficult and also the national team, you know, he doesn't start. He's coming into these games and, you know, he shows himself, but it takes a different mentality to go through that and still perform. And, you know, he knows he has the talent. I know he has the talent. I think we've all seen it. Yeah, we've all seen it. Exactly. But it's difficult. So I'm like, you know, for the B team, let's say, to watch that game.
He said it. Now go ahead, yell at him first.
He said it first.
Yeah. All right.
I'm just repeating what he said.
All right. I think he's got a North Korea hat on this thing.
Gianluca, let's talk about how you're doing currently in your career. I mean, Italy's, I've been watching your games, and it's exciting. I'm like, now I have a reason to watch. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure.
Also, from when you first got to Venezia, where you are now. Oh, this guy's the first name on the team sheet.
How are you feeling with your development? How are you feeling just playing in Italy and what have you learned from playing in that league?
No, I've learned a lot. I think Italy for me has always been a goal. I think my dad's Italian, so I grew up.
You don't say, Gianluca Busio.
How'd you know?
Who influenced?
Can we put two and two together?
My dad kind of forced me to go to Venezia at some point, but no, I think. You know, we've had relegations, we have promotions. I've had two of both, so hopefully this is the year to stay. But I think it's taught me a lot about me as a person, as a man, and you know, I've learned a lot. And you know, the fans, it's been up and down with them also. So like, you know, you got to stay strong. And I think for me as a young American moving to Italy, I wanted the full experience. And I think I can say happily, no matter what happens, I got the full experience.
Okay, absolutely.
So. You know, hopefully this year we do our best, and you know, I'm there to fight for the badge, and it's pretty much my home now. So I'm there to make sure we stay up.
We've met you when you were like 16 years old.
I never forget.
We were making fun of somebody else, and I'm like, yo, they don't even know who Lil Uzi Vert is. And you go, how do you know who Lil Uzi Vert is? Which is putting mad disrespect on me. I didn't even have that many grays in my beard yet, dog. But you and we've always been positive. We've always been honest with each other. Can you walk us through? You know, the promise was you go to Europe, you're going to get looked at by the men's national team. You're playing in Europe, you're playing at a high level, you're playing consistent minutes, you're doing everything amazing. You're not on this World Cup squad. Did you have a conversation with Mauricio Pochettino? Was there an opportunity for you to showcase yourself? Or do you think now that you're getting into Serie A, there's going to be a couple more eyes on you?
Yeah, no, there was definitely opportunities. I mean, you know, I haven't talked to Pochettino. I was in the first two camps, but, you know, obviously in the it's difficult, you know.
Yeah.
Like they're showing right now that it's a very high level that you got to be at to get on the team. So, you know, for me, it wasn't a knock at me. It was more just, okay, well, I know what I have to do to get to the next level. And, you know, we got promoted, and hopefully Serie A gives me more chances to be in the national team. But obviously from the start, it was difficult, and I knew that. So, you know, it was no hard feelings. I'm here supporting, as you guys can see. But, you know, it was from
you
the start.
You didn't get the email?
I got an email. It wasn't the right one. But no, I got an email. But, you know, it was – how it goes, you know, you gotta build yourself as a player, and this was a building moment.
Sure, and those moments obviously build yourself as a person, as a man, and when it comes to
you seem like a very resilient guy too. I mean that as a compliment.
Yeah. I mean, no,
you seem like someone who takes adversity and goes, all right, this is gonna make you better.
But I've seen how some of these dudes tackle you and said, yeah, bro, I'm like, yo,
chill.
And that's a little different.
But what have you sort of learned about yourself as a person with going up and down and those battles and the disappointment? Yeah. How have you changed as a person through all of that?
I wouldn't say change, but I've learned how much I really love soccer. I think that's the main thing, because, you know, a lot of guys, when you go through a relegation and promotion, you're up and down. It's easy for you to say, you know, I want to leave. We're going down.
Sure, sure.
And for me, it was the total opposite. I was like, well, I brought him down here. Let's bring him back.
That's what I mean. So I mean, dude,
it's like I felt the passion of I watched fans, you know, grow up. I grew up on supporting Inter.
Yeah.
Don't post that.
No. Well, this isn't live at all.
Sorry. But, I grew up on that, and, you know, I was with them through everything. So, like, for me, it's been everything I wished for, even the hard times, the good times. I've struggled, but I think that's what builds a soccer player. So for me, it's been amazing, and I've learned from everything that I've experienced, and hopefully we'll get to stay up, and then we'll see what happens from there.
I believe you will, man. You've impressed the hell out of everyone who's watched. Look, we've watched Venezia matches only because of you, dogs.
Thank you. Right?
And they're not sending us the Nocta stuff. You know what I mean? There's no commitment.
I'll get you a new job. I'll get you the new ones.
That's really what I was
the
going
new
for.
Kits.
All right, you can go now. Thank you very much.
Luca, absolute
thank
honor,
you very
man.
Much.
Always a pleasure, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
Seriously,
we appreciate it.
You guys.
All right.
Gianluca Busio,
everybody. Gianluca Busio,
everybody. Nothing
Let's
but
go.
Stars, dude.
Okay.
This I told you,
there would be some surprises.
I think his uncle was trying to get on, too, bro. Somebody was back here. There he is. We're yelling
Busio.
We
got a couple comments. We got, I think, some other folks coming through as well. So,
respectfully, I don't need to see Reyna get that many minutes again. Treat him like Mitchell Robinson. Off the bench with limited minutes. Major money.
All right, but Mr. Robinson also is the reason the Knicks have
that's the starter. I kind of get what you're saying.
Some big rebounds.
Okay, but a brutal man can't beat Europe. Makes you nervous against Bosnia.
Yeah. It was a late goal. I mean, this is
not the
first team, but I understand.
All right, basically was the equivalent of trotting out the JV team when varsity already clinched the title. All right. I mean, here's the thing. You're not wrong, but can we wait till Gianluca Busio gets a little bit further away before we start saying
He's within hearing distance. You can hear the comments.
Bosnia should be a favorable match, but these guys choke every time against any European club. Okay. Yes, but I feel like the main squad, I can't say the A team anymore because Christian made it a slur.
I was just asking why he thought of it.
His eyes said you were right, though. Whatchamacallit? It makes it feel like the squad that we saw against Paraguay is going to be just fine. I don't think there's any no need for inspiration.
Matt Freeze would never.
Dude, I agree. Kind of agree, man. Pay is Miles even on this team?
Pay is Miles.
Why is Miles even on this team?
Oh.
How did you decipher that?
Producer.
The producer. Are you dyslexic? How'd you know that?
I did not get that.
All right, Da Vinci Code. Why is he on this team? Height? Defending.
Who else? But please, give me another name that you would prefer to see there.
I mean, I'd have to.
At the very least, athletic, very fast.
Cameron Carter-Vickers. I'm beyond that. But to me, Tanner Tessman.
Center back?
Not over as a center. Miles. He slides back in a back three.
No, but you need backup. You need backup.
Me and Michael Raymond will be here for all week, folks. Try the veal. Ben Skolnick and Michael Raymond and Major Money.
Yeah.
And Spider's Laton. You guys are carrying
hilarious.
The load. We forgot anybody, but please.
Hilarious.
Matt,
all right.
Turn away when he plays because it's going to hurt everyone. You guys are absolutely
so
crushing.
Funny. All right.
Where is she?
Who wants to come in next?
Nate, come on over here.
We got another Cooligans broadcast for Magic City.
Imagine. We've got another star.
We got the one and only MC here at
the
Power,
this shirt.
Power and Light District. Nate Bucati of CBS.
Folks.
Where do you work? You work in a lot of places.
Why you guys hiring me? I work wherever, man. You got a check? Yeah. I'm ready to work.
We were just talking about how kind of sad it was that, you know, at the last kick of the match, we lose. But you were on stage all day with the incredible people here at the Power and Light. Massive. You saw it on the broadcast. What walk away from a match that didn't really mean much, but it still kind of hurts. How are you feeling right now?
The most tangible outcome or effect of this game, consequence of this game, is there's a lot less beer sales going on out in the Power and Light District right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's literally...
By giving up that goal, you're hurting the economy.
What, are you getting paid? Are you getting paid by beer, dude?
Listen, I know who employs me when I host these things, and it's usually beer companies. So, I mean, but that's it. You know, like, I don't care at all. In terms of, do I think that has any impact on whether or not this team's going to advance in the knockout rounds? I just don't, like... This is another exhibition
game. I get it, but doesn't
game.
It kind of suck? Dude? Yeah. Wouldn't it have been great to have three wins?
Austin, it does, but
we just heard on the broadcast, Austin Trusty said that he rolled his ankle pretty bad.
But he's going to be okay.
But that he's going to be okay. What do you think of that injury? Do you think that affects anything going forward in this tournament?
If I remember correctly, he came off the bench last game, right? He came in.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to get hurt.
Mm-hmm. Eat that mic as well.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. I've been doing that all game, and then I show up here. I act like I've never been on a microphone
screaming before.
My God, running around like a
WWE. Kansas can hear him, but he decides now while we're live to not use the microphone.
Okay. Smart.
Okay.
Okay. So no, like I don't love the news of anybody getting hurt, but I don't think he's one of the like cornerstone pieces of the team. I hope he gets healthy, but you know, like.
The cornerstone that he replaced is 39 years old.
I mean,
just to, you know, we may need him. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Know. Like, 39, I don't know how old you are, but buddy, you got the energy of a 12-year-old.
Yeah,
so you're different.
Right. Yeah, so I'm not even going to tell you my age. But it's true. But he counts on Ream. Whether we love that or not, this is captain.
Yeah.
And I do think that all I'm saying is like, I got so worked up over every friendly where we look like we were just, what are we? Like,
the two of you. The two of you are the cut in the same cloth here.
I mean, I usually am like really optimistic, but I'm like, I see no identity. I don't know what we are. He's just messing around every game. Like, aren't we going to try to build something? And then all of a sudden, when the games mattered, they looked more organized and more like they had a sense of identity than I've ever seen under Posh. So I'm like, this was another friendly today.
Right.
And he played his whole bench. You know, like he didn't play that game to win.
No.
And it's a bummer. Yeah, like, you want to win every game, but, like, it doesn't – they're going to win the next game. We are going to forget this game, like, so fast. It's not even funny.
Bosnia is another level. We got to turn it on. But one thing would you grab from this game and bring to the knockout rounds? What's, like, the one positive you took from this match?
Okay. I was going to say Berhalter because of that goal.
We all agree.
You know, I think he showed – that if Tyler Adams has to come out, you know, or they need another option in that double pivot. Because that was one of the big criticisms of the lineup or the roster, right, was not enough depth in the defensive midfield.
Yeah.
And so I think at least he showed to me, like, he's up for it. I've been a fan of his. I don't know about you guys. But
same.
I think he's ticketed for Europe pretty soon. And I think he's a good player that, like, hey, in a pinch, you know, Tyler gets a yellow card or whatever. You know, like, if you got to bring a guy in, I think he showed that he was good. What about you guys?
We both said Sebastian Berhalter, but for me, also Trusty. I love a left-footed center back.
Yeah.
Especially, I think he's great in a back three. So as long as the ankle's okay, I'm excited.
Also, I watch a lot of Celtic. I'm a kind of a sicko Celtic fan.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they had a bad year, but they faced a lot of pressure down the stretch in that season, and I think he showed he was up for that.
They won the league, and he's saying, I had a bad year. This is how Celtic is. Look at Austin Trusty, who I think, when he first got to Europe being signed by Arsenal, people were questioning whether even he belonged in Europe, and I think he's proven all the naysayers wrong. And you're looking at it here, 90 minutes played, one goal, one tackle, four clearances. He looked good, man.
And in regards to Berhalter, as far as corner kicks, that's almost why I want him in the game. Over,
he is so good.
He's so good at that. And you sort of wish he was like gelled in the team, or not even gelled in the team more, but like there's just players in his position that are better. But he's so good at this one particular thing. It would be awesome if just for corners, he's in the game.
If it was like the NBA, you could take him out for defensive reasons.
Yeah. Sub him in. Set piece.
Your utility guy.
Yeah, like hockey. This is your, what do they call it when you have like a penalty? Oh, or like you have the power play?
Power play.
Yeah.
Power play.
I just taxed my hockey knowledge right there. Let's talk about icing.
Gianluca Busio,
I'm going to break that down for you right
Gianluca
now.
Gianluca Busio is also shooting. He's playing basketball behind us.
I'm not going to tell you what the score was when I went up against him.
But that's Gianluca Busio.
Look at him. Kid's got a swish on him.
Okay.
All right. Dude, some guys got it all. Yeah, I had to dress like this, and he got to dress like that.
Yeah.
Because, I can't pull that off. No, you know? No. Sadly, I can pull this off.
I got to be honest. You're wearing a sleeveless flag shirt, and you look good in it, which is kind of not a compliment.
I know, and not at all. Nate, like, not at all. This is ironic for everybody. Not ironic. I love America, but you know, I'm being.
Yeah, he's going.
I'm being ridiculous.
I got one more question for you. a cool thing about you, you're hosting this watch party here in the Power and Light District. The watch party is on the broadcast on Fox and being highlighted. Like, what does it mean for you to get to do stuff like this? We're hosting a watch party not far away as well. But, I mean, it's kind of really cool. Kansas City is different when it comes to moments like this.
That's why I wrote a book about it. Because honestly, these watch parties, I say this is the venue that made the American watch party a thing. We started doing this in 2010, and I challenge you to find any other venue that's had this kind of atmosphere.
I'm thinking now, and you might not be wrong, buddy.
And there's a reason Fox showed up for every one of these World Cups. My guy Jason Bradley, that runs this thing, they're trying to carry the FIFA Fan Fest, which is great too. But he sent him a link, said, "Hey, by the way, here's a digital link to our thing." And Fox right away was like, "Boom, we'll take it," because they know how we do in Kansas City.
But you guys
understand, this is market 33.
Yeah.
Every other market that got the World Cup is a top 10 market. Like, this town had to try 10 times harder than everybody else just to get
DC
the World
didn't
Cup
even
here.
Get it.
Right.
You got it.
And we knew we had to do way more.
Yeah.
And so for all of us that worked really hard for years and years to bring this moment to our town, because you guys live in New York.
Yeah.
People come from all over the world to New York every day.
Yeah, it's better. But this is good though. But this is I'm not always Sky Curse. All right, cut that from the thing.
Nobody from the Netherlands, the 70,000 people, they were never coming to Kansas City in their life.
Right, right.
And so for us, it's like, hey, check it out. They're here, and we hope you like it. And they are what the hell? Why is everybody so nice
everyone
here?
Everyone we've talked to has been impressed with what's going on in Kansas City. It's absolutely incredible. What's the name of the book? Let them know.
Yeah. It's called Perfect Pitch, How Kansas City Became the Heart of American Soccer and Land of the World Cup. And even if you're not from Kansas City, it tells you about American soccer, you know?
Beautiful
so
thing. We do have a copy of it. That's where Christian's going. He's not just going to the bathroom.
It's a quick read.
Yeah, it's a good read. I know Christian's almost done with it.
Yes.
So there it is. Perfect pitch.
Forward by Matt Beasler.
Hey, let's go.
Okay.
How about that?
Bring back state soccer. I want some free clothes.
Nate Bucati.
Dude, thank you so much.
Brother, always an honor, man. Thank you so much for everything.
We love you guys.
Cheers, brother. I'll take that from you. You can send Allie over. Yeah.
All right, we got one more guest, but why don't we go ahead, stock up, stock down?
Stock up, stock down.
Let's see
how we're feeling. I mean, for us, stock up Sebastian Berhalter, obviously.
Clearly, number one, stock up.
Yeah. Who's stock down?
Matt Turner, unfortunately, for me.
For me, McKenzie is going to be stock down for me.
I could see McKenzie, but the stars continue. We're doing stock up, stock down. Who would you say is stocked down? That's what we're on right now.
Allie Trost Martin.
Walk right in on the negativity.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay.
Hi. Stocked down on what?
Okay. Stocked down on bartenders is not cutting you off.
On who? Who could? Who had a bad
the
game?
Players.
The players.
Oh.
Allie, what did we put you?
You guys, I don't know. I didn't know what I was.
Who do you think? Okay. Who had a good game?
Sebastian Berhalter.
Okay. We agree there. What do you think had a bad game?
Well, I don't like the fact that – well, my biggest concern, I will say, coming into the game was the fact that we had not seen more than three shots on target.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think, like, the defense – not the defense necessarily, but, like, the goalkeeper position is still, like, a concern.
Yeah.
I don't like the way we concede it. I know that there, it was, like, a heavily rotated lineup, but that, to me –
We agree.
It's like the
biggest
concern going forward because, as we know, you know, not to like use a cliche of like defense wins championships, but like I'm a little bit concerned. We haven't like I think it's amazing what the U.S. has done offensively, but I'm still like, okay, I don't think we've seen a complete team performance.
All right, we're looking at Matt Turner's numbers here. He faced 2.3 XG. Okay, he gave up three goals. Yeah. Three goals conceded.
That's not great.
No saves is the number that stands out.
Not ideal. I mean, but the chances that he had to face were really good chances.
That's so true.
Hold on. It's the World Cup.
It's
going to be good chances.
And also, by the way, like Tunisia or Turkey at this point. Sorry, I was at the Tunisia. I'm wearing orange. Anyway, just a wrong T-name team.
Yeah.
Is this the worst segment you guys have ever had?
No. We need to get a couple Apple boxes so they can see on camera. I don't even know who it is, dude. You're good.
I'm on my tippy toes.
Really?
No.
No, but like Turkey ain't nothing to lose at this point.
No, that's it. They were just playing for
pride.
Which
I actually like in a weird way, if the game wasn't one where it was like the U.S. had to win, I would have wanted it to be this way because it's like, okay, play a team that's just like, we want to go out and score goals and take it to you. So I think that was good for them to see.
Yeah, this game was like a lesson for everyone. Whether you played or were on the bench, I think it will benefit the team in some way. Right?
What I was looking for was for the team to not make a bunch of mistakes. Speaking of mistakes, why don't you stick with us while we read some comments?
We got
let's check out what
mistakes me drinking.
Yeah, and our funny chat. What are these guys up
our
to?
Our chat
let's
is
take
the
a look
best.
At some of these
so
comments.
Some comments. Stock crash. Peppy.
Yeah, you know. I don't disagree, which is like unfortunate because I feel like we all love Peppy.
We all
just became like so much more locked in on Ballo that it's like
Balogun, I think, took another step in the right direction.
Yeah.
Pepe hasn't. So it's not that he's regressed. We just haven't seen that growth.
But also, he was not playing around the same usual cast that
that's true.
Ballo puts
We were talking about Reyna.
Stock down sobriety.
Boo. Right, look,
yeah, Ben.
She didn't fall off the wagon tonight. This is how Allie does, dude.
Sorry, no, I'm back home with my people.
Exactly. She's home, okay? All right.
Actually, never mind. Milo was already bottom. Can't go below. Riverside Groove.
Our chat are not big fans of Miles Robinson.
I would love him if he wasn't on the team. It was a girl in a thong on the mechanical bull, and they're saying that was you. Whatever. She's multi-talented, Allie. I'll tell you that.
She does it all.
Also, very athletic.
Sorry, a girl has multiple interests.
Shockingly athletic.
Scally is a huge step down, which is, I mean...
Yeah, it depends. The way the team plays, that's not the type of right back he is.
Correct.
He is a right back in a back four, not in a back five, so...
Correct. All right. Is that it? I think that's it. All right, that is it.
Those were great comments, y'all.
Those
love
were great
it.
Comments.
Well, look, you're wearing a Netherlands shirt.
Yes, I went to the game
earlier.
How was the game? So fun.
Okay.
It was really fun. Well, also... Our group just got very unlucky in that the timing in which we went to the match, we got absolutely drenched. I'm still sloshing around in my shoes right now. Yeah, no, like my toes, prunes,
right.
Could not sell
Blur
these. There's no OnlyFans feet pics coming anyways.
Well, we could sell those socks. Keep that in mind. We could make that money back.
I don't know. They might be disintegrated at this point.
We talked to Nate. Nate clearly is running for office. in Kansas City. How are you feeling about the way Kansas City has shown up for the World Cup?
Amazing, but also like not a surprise at all because I feel like anybody who has lived here or been here for any amount of time knows that, first of all, not only do Kansas Cityans love to show up for sports and for like things in that
and drinking.
Arena and drinking, obviously drinking, but Kansas Cityans just like love Kansas City. So if there's a positive Kansas City event happening, people are going to be there for it. Like
I got booed, by the way, because I said, Tunisia lost to the Netherlands. A lot like the Kansas City Chiefs lost to the Raiders in the playoffs.
Well, and that's your fault.
Yeah, you should not say that.
You shouldn't have said that.
Does anyone know where I could get Carolina barbecue sauce? I like it more.
Alexis,
I'm having fun.
All right. Well, you can take a one-way ticket on your way out.
Listen,
how about
the
that?
People are beautiful. The yeah. city's a little ugly.
Midwest people are
the city's ugly, though.
Historically known to be beautiful.
City, though, right?
No.
What is ugly about
it's
it?
Small, it's a small city, it's a but small it's not city. Ugly.
It's not a beautiful city.
All right. I'll see you guys later.
That was Ali Trump, everybody.
Ali, thank you so much.
Bye.
Our producer's laughing. All right. Check out Ali Trost Martin, right. I guess, on stinkyfeet.com.
All right. Let's look All right, ahead.
We got a game against Bosnia yeah. coming up. Let's look ahead. We now know everything we were going to find out from the group stage.
Exactly.
What does that tell us about the match against Bosnia?
So, I mean,
a lot of them boys ain't going to play that play today.
Right. And I like the fact that the game against Tutke was like chippy, tough, like, it didn't, quote unquote, mean anything, but they really wanted to win.
We're looking at, this is now confirmed. So right now we have Brazil, no, South Africa versus Canada and USA versus Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Yeah, and
Germany versus Paraguay.
Paraguay. The three that are in place.
Hey, if Ecuador could do it.
Sure. Yeah, but
you probably won't. But look, you can.
This the game against Bosnia and Herzegovina is going to be very different than this one. I expect the U.S. to have a lot more possession, but
it's going to feel a little bit more like the Australia game.
I think so.
Yeah.
But Bosnia and Herzegovina has a fair amount of attacking talent, people that could shoot from outside the box. It's going to be
Jacko is also very
gonna
skilled.
It's going to be. I don't know. I don't think there's going to be necessarily a ton of shots. But there's going to be some shots that Freeze will have to stop.
You know
stop.
What? Now that you're saying it, the more I think about it, the more I think we were right. Matt Freeze should have started this game and he should have faced a couple of shots.
That's what I said. I mean,
we both put him in our 11.
I understand, you know, the idea of like wanting to get everybody minutes or maybe not wanting to get somebody injured. But for Freeze in particular,
yeah,
the minutes are so important.
I hope we don't look back at that as a missed opportunity, but I don't think so. But I do want to remind everyone, Bosnia and Herzegovina, they're the hard whites.
We've rebranded
y'all. Yeah. You're the hard whites. So that's gonna be a tough team. And if we thought, you know, Turkey came in with a lot of passion and wanting to go home with their head held high, you're gonna see a lot of that from Bosnia and Herzegovina. Yeah. So can this team be resilient? Can this team provide the same amount of effort and passion going forward that they're gonna be receiving from Bosnia? That's gonna be the real test. And I think, not to call them the A squad, but the team that started against Paraguay, that's got to be the team that we need to see.
I agree.
Play Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Yeah, this is a look. I think the tone changes if the U.S. don't concede that third goal.
Yeah,
but they did, and you know, it's one of those you try to take something positive from the game and going into the knockout round, but then you kind of. You're carrying this a little bit of bitterness that you wish you didn't have to carry. But I think they turned things around. And I will say, I think who will probably be an important piece and will need to have a good game is Tyler Adams.
Tyler Adams is going to be doing a lot of work.
Dominate that midfield. Really get
stuck in.
Same
with McKennie. McKennie's going to be running back and forth.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I'm kind of looking forward to. But
the most important player to have a good game? Balogun.
Balogun, yes, of course.
We need to see after what we saw today. We need Ballo back, baby.
Okay.
Why don't we take a look at a couple comments?
Yeah, let's look at comments and then we'll wrap up here. Thank you everybody for hanging out with us here. Major right, money.
Since your question is Timothy Weah okay? In addition to getting pocketed tonight, his body language and facial expression had him looking out of it. I hope Pops can talk him up. We may need him.
I will. So my
that is a really good question about body language.
My
is
thought
important.
There is, I think. He and I don't think it's maybe a conscious sort of thing, but he's not starting anymore. He's not given the way with three at the back, he can't start. He doesn't fit.
Can I pour a little bit of water on what you're saying though? How you start is by showing up in these games
and
being positive, by feeling like you're trying to rally the troops, and he didn't show a lot of that.
So, but that's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah,
that,
I get it.
Not starting is maybe affecting him in a certain way. Maybe it's not super conscious because I've never we hung out with him and Mark McKenzie and the
oh my
the
god
positivity.
Was it our fault? Oh no! By the way, Major Money, great serious question. Don't do that again.
I would say honestly the other thing is he hasn't really like. Played one position.
He hasn't
like
solidified himself on the team in one spot.
He plays as a fullback for his club. He's playing as a winger, it's a lot to
okay. We got
to change.
Ingrid said, "Share your drink. I want to be on what Allie is on."
Allie's been partying. Okay?
What is it? I'm assuming it's vodka. We could find out. We'll get back to you, Ingrid. What else we got? Alexis hates Kansas City. I actually love Kansas City. I just like trolling a little bit. Kansas City's a fun place. We've been here many times before. We did the Premier League.
KC is the salad of cities for Alexis. Wow.
Like chicken salad? Because I can mess with that right now. I hope we crush Bosnia to send a message that earlier games weren't a fluke and get back on track. 3-0 would be nice.
I would love
it
that,
would.
Too.
Speaking of back on track, a lot of Americans that are watching the U.S. men's national team for the first time will not know that this game was kind of meaningless as far as result.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a bit of a shame.
Yeah.
Hopefully the vibe doesn't go down. Hopefully the vibe stays up against Bosnia-Herzegovina. Pulisic getting nutmegged right before the goal,
that
too.
Yeah, that was brutal, man.
That hurts, man.
Yeah, that can't happen to you, dog.
Nah.
Anybody else.
Anybody else, we can handle it, but not you, bro.
No, and then when they showed it in slow-mo, it was
yeah,
like,
did we need that in 120 frames per second there, Fox?
Don't cook them, man, again. Yeah, man. I wish the vibe was different. Even outside, like the vibe would have been totally different with the win for sure. A draw would have felt, you know, just a slight difference. But yeah, let's take a look at some tweets.
What's going on the internet? Pulisic getting nutmegged. Okay, that was a comment on our stuff.
Yeah, we'll get to it in a second.
Shouts to Splatter's Law Town, always there. Tim Weah first half highlights. It is Drewski
playing soccer. Man, all right, look.
All right,
man.
Getting cooked.
I'm sure the group chat, Tim Weah's group chat, they probably sent him this already.
You're getting cooked. All right, Tim Weah, I see why you don't start. Damn,
dog, come on, man.
Bro. Is someone in our production of Tim Weah?
He scored in the last World Cup, dog.
Yeah, come on. Tim Weah with the Giazzi's artist first touch curse tonight. That is a deep cut there, Ben Jones.
Cooking two people in
damn,
one
Giazzi's
comment.
Like, what are you saying F me for?
What I do?
At the worst of the world, get ready to learn. We don't care about
our bowl game.
Our bowl game.
College bowl.
Yeah.
It was a cotton bowl. That was bad.
All right.
Okay. All right.
All right, that's it right there. We got we got one more?
No, I think that's it, right?
That was it.
Yeah,
right.
That was it. All right, everybody.
Guys, it's been a blast. We've hung out with you twice today.
Yeah.
We also hung out with Shaboozy.
we just came from a Shaboozy concert
as
well.
That's right. Well, that was part of our event that we're hosting. My favorite Shaboozy song is our production just asked. It's the only one we know. the remake of Chingy's Tipsy. he sang a lot of country music songs. And also we found out from Kai Kamara, who was hanging out with us, you saw at the beginning of the broadcast, that Shaboozy is a Nigerian dude.
Okay.
So we saw a Nigerian dude sing country music to a bunch of white people in Kansas City. It was pretty crazy.
This is why you can do anything in this country, bro.
You really can be whatever you want to be in this world.
There's literally no rules.
And you know what? I wasn't a big Shaboozy fan. I'm not a hater. I just didn't listen to a lot. I'm a big fan now. The guy's very talented.
Yeah, very talented. Good concert.
I'm probably not going to listen to a lot of music, but very talented.
Country's a little tough to get on board with.
You know what?
I mean,
if he starts doing reggaeton, which clearly he can, I'm on board, bro.
All right. Oh, yeah. But Kansas City has been amazing. And shout out to No Other Pub here at the Power and Lights District.
We are in the Power and Lights District.
For letting us do the podcast out here. They're really accommodating us. So let's take a quick look. You can
just show you what this area
video
is like.
The vibes here are crazy. I mean, this is what.
Yeah, we're literally right behind this screen.
We're literally right behind it on the top right there where you see the by that goal.
You can see how impressive this space is. It's covered.
Yeah.
We did Fan Fest here. It's one of my favorite places in the country to watch a game. All jokes about Kansas City aside, this place is impressive during a match. And Nate said it, and I can't think of another place. This kind of created the fan watch party vibe that we're seeing all over the country. So thank you so much.
So shout out again, Kansas City. Seriously, so it's really, really fun. We'll be back tomorrow. Obviously, Cooligans Daily Live, noon Eastern. We're back there. We're still in Kansas City. We're going
to
be traveling.
Send us some recommendations of where to eat.
Yeah, Norway, France. We're going to be reacting to that tomorrow as well. So after that game, come back.
That's going to be a big one.
Cooligans, we'll see. Erling Haaland wants to win that game. Mm. Apparently, he doesn't.
Are we going to be at a bar with a woman in a thong on a mechanical bull tomorrow?
Who knows? Anything
you
can
only find out if you stick around.
Exactly.
And hang out with
us. That's
tomorrow.
Why you lock in.
The easiest way to do that. Ow, you karate chopped me. The easiest way to do that is to hit the bell. Hit the bell so you get the notification when we're live, because we're going to be going live 5 days a week. And, it ain't stopping.
So shout out Kansas City. And thank you, Gianluca Busio. Thank you, Nate Bucchetti. And
did
thank
you know his dad was Italian? I would have never put that together.
That happen?
Shouts to Ali Trost Martin.
And Nate Bucchetti for joining us.
Do we have to put Ali Trost Martin in an Uber home? Let's go find out.
Even when I had asked her to do the, I'm like, yo, you want to join us in the live? And she was like, yeah, I would love
to.
Like, I was like, oh, wait, I don't know. I can't say no now.
That's my favorite Ali Trost Martin.
Ali is the GOAT.
She's the greatest, right, bro.
But, all right, everybody. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. I know it's late, especially on the East Coast. We appreciate y'all. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow. Cooligans Daily.
Love you guys.